Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, October 26, 1813, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette published several reward notices for missing enslaved persons. In one notice, Mr. J. Yearwood Sr. offered the following to have his enslaved apprehended: $1 for Glasgow, $1 for Mingo, and $3 for Bob. He suspected that all three of these individuals were being hidden at Maddow Plantation in St. Peter. Martha Crane, this time located in the city, also petitioned to have returned an enslaved woman by the name of Sally. Sally left her service since August 16th and was described as tall and yellow-skinned and well-known in Bridgetown. Sally's son Valentine, a mulatto, had also been missing for 4 months. Martha was offering £5 each to anyone who could assist in the return of the pair. Also identified as missing was a black man by the name of Tom, who belonged to Mount William Plantation in St. George, formerly Rowan's. Tom was an impressive-looking man, standing at 6 feet tall, well-built, and with deep skin, free from scar or blemish. According to his owner, Mr. Williams, Tom had been missing since October 13th, when he was last seen wearing a checkered shirt, trousers made of Osnaburg, and a black hat. He apparently had an affinity for evasion, as this was not his first time missing. In 1806, he had managed to board one of His Majesty's vessels, passing himself off as a landsman because of his physical appearance. For 6 years, Tom dipped from one vessel to another and was unfortunately only recaptured in 1812 when he was sent ashore to the Navy Hospital at St. Anne's. Based on his knack for evading capture, Mr. Williams felt the need to emphasize that black or colored individuals should not be allowed aboard a vessel unless it was ascertained that they had a pass. He therefore warned all sea captains and officers to keep an eye out for Tom. Anyone who could return him to the cage or to Mount William Plantation would receive a reward of $8. Clearly suspicious that Tom was being aided and abetted, Williams offered an additional reward of £5 to anyone who could confirm that he was being harbored. These notices were evidence that regardless of location, employer, or skin complexion, the opposition to bondage was the central focus of the enslaved population. The unquenchable longing for freedom of the enslaved in Barbados was underscored when reward notices for missing persons were published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, October 26, 1813.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.